Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the share where we talk at a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Paragraph 3, of course here in Season 5 of the TTPA with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. So looking here at the Mishnah, says, Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Tehi Baz L'chol Adam, do not be scornful of any person, but Al Tehi Maflig L'chol Davar, do not be disdainful of anything. Treat each person properly with respect. All your interactions, treat with respect and talk to each person properly. Give them the time of day. Have proper derech eretz. You know, derech eretz, kadma la Torah. It's proper to have proper manners that came about even before Torah. Everyone you talk to, everyone you're involved with, you should talk with a proper manner. Give them the respect that they deserve. Anyone you interact with, you have the ability to be mekadesh shem shemayim. You know, I purposely wear my kippah at work in the building. I'm in a new place in the middle of Queens. Outside, I wear my hat on the train and traveling and whatnot. But in the school, I purposely wear my kippah. And every interaction I have is the ability to make a sanctification of God's name, even though I have very intense, very religious individuals of a different nature in my location. Even though we might disagree on many different things, still have to be respectful, still have to be proper, giving people proper respect in interactions. I actually was speaking with the school safety agents, and after interacting with them and teaching them about the music that I love, do you know that the school safety agent actually went and looked up the different Jewish artists? And as I was walking away, I heard her listening and dancing to Shweki and to Nissan Black and to Describe, and she's like so inspired to listen to Jewish music. That was her playlist in the middle of this non-Jewish school, and you could see her moving around and jumping around, dancing around and listening to this Shweki, this Jewish album, because every single person needs to give their needs to be given their respect. Don't be scornful of any person. Don't disdain any person. When you call Amazon, you call customer service, talk to them properly. Give them the time of day. Ask them their name. Ask them how they're doing. Ask them how their day has been going. Make sure to give them the proper time of day. Make sure to give them the proper respect. Make sure to interact with them in a proper way. You have the ability, you have the capability to talk to them nicely, to be involved with them nicely. You have to make sure to do things in the right way. You have to make sure to talk to people in the right way. There's no reason why we should talk to anyone without the proper way, without the proper manners, without the proper things. You can do things, you can talk in different ways without having the lack of respect. Only have proper respect for one another. Make sure to interact with one another the right way. Make sure to talk with one another the right way. When you call someone, when you talk to someone, when you're involved with someone, make sure you talk with the proper manners. Make sure you talk with the proper derech eretz. Make sure you're involved with them in the right way. There's no reason why we can't make a kiddush Hashem in everything we do. There's no reason why we can't talk in the right way, why we can't interact with the right way, where we can't be involved with people in the right way. We have the ability to be able to do so, and we have the capability to be able to do so. When we talk to an agent, we should do so with kind words, always asking their name, how they're doing. I got a message from Amazon customer service saying, this is the agent who assisted you with your concern. I'm very much grateful for the kind and warm approach you gave on the call. It was indeed a pleasure helping you out today. I'm sorry about the problem you had, and we're happy to help you and give you a replacement at no cost. Do you know that the urn was really out of compliance? It was out of the return window. It was past the three-month window, which I didn't know. I called them, and I spoke to the lady, whatever, Shanice or whoever, the agent, and I spoke with a kind word. I spoke with, how are you today? What's your name, Shanice? How is everything going? And she said, you know, no one ever asked me that. My day is actually going well. How is your day going? How is your good day going, Tani? And I said, good. And they said, this actual email they sent to me, they actually said, thank you for your care and concern. Because when we're interacting with people, we're talking with people, don't be scornful. Talk nicely. Talk in a proper manner. Don't be disdainful of any person. She'ein l'cha adam, she'ein lo sha'a, ve'ein l'cha davar, she'ein lo makam. There's no person that does not have their hour. There's no thing without its place. You know, the 50 minutes of fame, everyone gets their 50 minutes of fame. And don't even talk to people in the right way because of that. Just because of the proper derech eretz. When I'm walking by the crossing guard and the security agent, when I'm talking to the barista, the bank teller, when I'm talking to the garbage collector, anyone we interact with, anyone we talk to, they need to be without scorn, without disdain, with proper manners, proper derech eretz, derech Hearts Kadma Torah, if we all could talk to one another, have real ahavat chinam, true joy and love for a fellow being, a fellow human, and we could remove ourselves from Lashon Hara, Sinat Chinam, and all of these things which the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed upon, and if we don't have that, and the Beis Hamikdash wasn't rebuilt, it means it's still a problem. If we have Avad Chinam, that's a way to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and if we can have such interactions with people, if we could talk in such manners, and no matter who we meet, we could have a proper Kiddush Hashem, whether it be school safety agents, or teachers, or crossing guards, or security agents, or whether it be customer service people, or baristas, or bank tellers, or whoever you call, whoever you interact with, whoever you talk to, if you do it in the right way, without disdain, without scorn, we really can make a difference in the world, then the whole world could be better, and maybe we could finally be Zalcha Tev Mashiach, and the third base of English speedily built in our days. May that day be today, and may we learn from these ways to properly have a wonderful earth, with wonderful ways, and wonderful peace. May it happen today, may it so be happening today. Join us next time as we talk about being very humble in spirit here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.